This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Good evening, good day, good morning, wherever you are, across the country and around the world. This is Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, which includes SiriusXM and also the American Forces Radio Network around the world. Marty Terrell, along with producer Dominic Jimenez, as we will talk the world of sports right up until the top of the next hour, and a lot to get to. And, you know, the NFL playoffs, and, you know, there's headlines galore. You've got, of course, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. What goes on there? What is going on there? Probably playing his last game, and that'll come up on Sunday as Baltimore goes to Cincinnati, and the Bengals obviously very focused after the distraction and all the stuff with DeMar Hamlin, very, very much focused at the task at hand. But Lamar Jackson, you know, really hurt as bad as he – as he was, is this a contract ploy? You know, he goes nuts at Deshaun Watson's $230 million, basically saying he's going to get $231 or he's going to walk. And Biscotti and the ownership group there in Baltimore is not biting. So he doesn't have an agent. He represents himself. So we'll dip into the Lamar Jackson. Brock Purdy, more on that. His supporting cast is outstanding. The defense backs him up. A great story already in some rarefied air. And then Harbaugh now, some burning embers, potentially Rocky Mountain High, Denver, McVay, Rams. He's out the door without a doubt. That's just a mere formality coming ahead. He'll end up at Amazon. And then, you know, to me, a very, very sneaky good game this weekend is the Chargers in Jacksonville. It's a sneaky good game. It is. And the Jacksonville situation it's just one of the better stories. I mean, listen, the Tennessee Titans went belly up. They were horrific down the stretch. But, you know, you've got a coach there with the Chargers that if he doesn't deliver a playoff victory here, he could walk the plank. So Black Monday never really materialized other than Cliff Kingsbury and, you know, Hackett, you know, got chopped within the season. But lots to go with the coaching carousel. We'll get into that and a whole lot more here. Again, and we'll do Dom's Download early on in the program. And from booze to barbecue, part two of Big Al here in the Midwest with barbecue. Yes, indeed. It's a great story. Keep it right here on Sports Byline.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when you're furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
It's Sports Series Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Sports Overnight America. And this is the Calling All Sports Hour. I'm Marty Terrell. 1-800-878-PLAY. 800-878-7529. You know, we teased a lot of Brock Purdy, his supporting cast, Harbaugh, you know, Jim Harbaugh flirting with, you know, Carolina. I saw some Denver rumblings today. This stuff makes my head hurt. Sean McVay, without a doubt. Assistant coaches are shopping for jobs. He's done. I'm surprised he came back after the Super Bowl. There were a lot of rumblings a year ago that he was going to head to Fox, but it looks like Amazon now. So he'll go cool his heels. He's young, recently married, big hangover after the Super Bowl win, you know, over Cincinnati. So, you know, look, McVay's going to cool his heels. He's going to take a page out of Sean Payton. And, you know, Sean Payton's obviously a hot commodity. He's going to be roaming a sideline next year. So we will see how that all ultimately shakes out. But, you know, where I want to start really twofold on the East Coast is, you know, you got to keep an eye on Lamar Jackson. I think he's out in Baltimore. I do. I think this – look, the injury was legit, but it just seems like he might have been milking this a little bit, sending a message to the ownership group on the Inner Harbor of Baltimore with the Ravens and Stephen Biscotti. And then – you know, he wants that contract with Deshaun Watson it's just stuck in his craw. It really is. It's driving him nuts, and he wants to, you know, he wants a dollar more, or, you know, a million more, $231 million. He looks at that $230 million deal guaranteed for Deshaun Watson amid 24 to 27, you know, sexual harassment lawsuits and all the other stuff. And we're not going down that road. That Pete Rose gambling and the Baseball Hall of Fame or any Hall of Fame debate is enough to make my head hurt. You'll rarely hear that on this program. But as far as Lamar Jackson's concerned, look, I don't think he's worth – look, Deshaun Watson's not worth $230 million. Tom Brady's not worth, you know, $40, $50 million a year. Aaron Rodgers isn't worth it. But it doesn't matter whether you're worth it or not. The owners write the checks. So you're worth whatever they get. Can we not have that debate? You are worth whatever they're willing to give you. It's as simple as that. I mean, so, you know, somebody is going to bite on Lamar Jackson, but it's not going to be Baltimore. It's not. And I think the Bears are going to probably dangle that number one pick out there, and Baltimore might be on the express hotline to that number one pick. And that's just that's just throwing it out there. But the Bears may shop it and try to stockpile some picks. They got a huge pole, no pun intended, to climb with the Bears. So I don't think they're going to, you know, do they take the pick and get the edge linebacker out of Alabama or get the, you know, get the kid out of Georgia? Okay, they could. Yeah, and it's a need, so they could go that route. But they could also stockpile some picks. Baltimore is going to get thumped, by the way. They're going to get throttled by the Bengals. And then this is going to be the end of Lamar Jackson, in my opinion. It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be one of the most contentious things. Before we get to Dom's download, listen, Robert Kraft has weighed in. He put out the message to the fans. Listen, he's going to put out one message. If anybody doesn't think that Robert Kraft is a billionaire, but 5 to 10, 15 times over, and if you don't think he can be ruthless as a businessman and as an owner of a football team and a soccer team, and the Kraft, paper box company in Boston, Quincy, Massachusetts, think again. He didn't, granted, he inherited wealth from his late wife, okay? He grew up in pretty, upper middle class, suburban Brookline, Massachusetts, suburban Boston, Jewish community. Father was fairly successful, but he married into money, okay? So let's not be foolish. He's 82. He's not 102. He's salty. He's sly like a fox. And I'm telling you, he's putting out one message to Patriot Nation via, ads and postings on social media and letters to the season ticket holders. Okay. That's fine. That's all well and good. And there is some credibility to that. However, the conversation he's having with Belichick, I will guarantee you, is a whole lot more. There's more meat on that bone. It's more contentious. What's driving me crazy right now is New England fans are blaming the coaching, okay? No. Blame the players who failed to execute. Blame Jacoby Myers for throwing a backwards pass to former teammate Chandler Jones. I don't know if they were together on the roster, but they, both obviously wore Patriot uniforms. Stevenson doesn't hold on to a football. Okay, they fumble things away. Their special teams were an unmitigated disaster. I don't want to hear about Belichick's kid. I don't want to hear about Dante Scarnecchia is no longer there. Please, enough already. Yes, dysfunctional in terms of play calling, but the buck stops with Bill. And I guarantee you that's the conversation it's going to be. It's going to be Kraft to Belichick saying, 24 years and six Super Bowls. It's not even about winning the Super Bowl. It's like you didn't make the playoffs. 8-9 doesn't cut it there. It just does not cut it there. So this notion that they're going to just – everything's hunky-dory and they're going to make a tweak on the coaching staff is ridiculous. I'm telling you, Kraft is going to tell Belichick, whether it's coaching or whatever, he looks at the bottom line. And the bottom line is – they went 8-9, and it's not their standard of excellence. Now, that sounds hoity-toity. That sounds, very much haughty, but that's the way Robert Kraft responds. That's the way he responds, whether he's doing the cardboard box business, whether he's doing whatever he's doing in business with his Patriots or his soccer team, the New England Revolution. It's a standard of excellence that isn't met, then heads roll. Not saying he's firing Belichick. I'm just saying he's not going to tolerate the mediocrity that is set in. That's permeated throughout Foxborough and the six-state New England Patriot region. That I can guarantee you. All right, let's get to Dom's download. Dominic, welcome aboard. We're going to start with Purdy. And, Brock, an Iowa State kid right up the road from where I broadcast from in Iowa, you made a good point. This is rarefied air, but the story needs to get better because there was Kurt Warner. There was Trent Dilfer. There have been other stories akin to what Brock Purdy may or may not do, but you would make the point right now it's still a pretty good story, but I still think we have to write a chapter or two more before we really, really get salty with Brock Purdy. Go ahead.
Oh, completely agreed. Again, it's a cool story. He's the third string quarterback. Nobody's giving him any thought because, again, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He's a young guy that they liked. Not the first time they liked a young guy out of the state of Iowa. C.J. Beathard was a third-round pick, but was pretty awful. So as it is, him stepping in, Trey Lance down, Jimmy Garoppolo, who has had success in the playoffs, it was successful this season for the 49ers. He's down. So Brock Purdy, they're just going to give the ball to Christian McCaffrey a million times, right? No, Brock Purdy stepped in and he showed he can play football. I don't know if he's a long-term solution as a starting quarterback in the NFL, but he's shown he can get the job done for now. And like we mentioned yesterday, we'll see how he handles the playoffs, which are a different animal.
And the lights are going to get brighter. Here's what I say. Just go out there and be steady, be consistent. Don't make mistakes. You've got a supporting cast. He might have the best supporting cast with his offensive weapons, number one. And number two, Dom, I don't think anyone can dispute the fact that even if they make a mistake or two and give up points, even on special teams, their defense, play by play, by and large, leads the NFL. So Purdy just has to go out there, I think, and be steady and not make mistakes. And I'm not diminishing his role or the fact that they like him and they respond to him. But let's be honest, he's got the keys to a Porsche, does he not?
It's very similar to Garoppolo. Go out there, and I'm not going to call him a game manager, but manage the game. Don't lose it for us. Don't make bad decisions. Don't make boneheaded mistakes. Don't lose us the game. And I think that's where they are with Brock Purdy. The defense has been scuffling of late. I'm a little concerned about them going in. We've seen D'Amador Lenore, one of their two cornerbacks, just get absolutely picked on week after week lately and getting beaten consistently. I think he was beaten by A.J. Green on the very first play of the game on Sunday against the Cardinals. So I think that their defense needs to get their stuff together. They are beatable to an extent through the air right now. But like you said, Purdy, just don't lose us the game. And I think that he's shown he can make the extra play when needed. He's shown he can do that. But what happens when he makes a boneheaded mistake, like he almost threw a really bad interception trying to fling it up as he was getting sacked the other day? So how he handles the pressure, both physically and, hyperbolic, we'll see how he handles that.
All right, we got one more question for you on the other side. Start thinking about Dak in Dallas. We got to get the break. We'll come back. We'll also do From Boots to Barbecue Part 2 with Big Al. Looking forward to that here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports. It's all part of Sports Overnight America. And don't forget Randy Byrne and the folks at Vanguard Utility Partners saluting high schools. We're going to look into the state of Minnesota. We'll do that tomorrow on a Wednesday, and we'll do it again on Friday in the state of Arkansas. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and American Forces Radio Network. Let's finish up with Dom, and then we'll get part two with Big Al, and we'll talk some barbecue and see what's going on with From Booze to Barbecue. It's an outstanding story, and we look forward to it. All right, Dak Prescott, Dallas, Tom Brady, Tampa in Tampa. Toss-up game. What do you think?
It's so hard. I don't know what Dallas I'm going to get. If I get the good Dallas, Dallas is going to win this easily. But I don't know what Dallas we're going to get. They're going to be on the road. So by a narrow margin, I think I have to take Tampa.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Is Dak Prescott the quarterback under the most pressure?
Yeah, I think he might be, yeah. Because, you know, Mahomes has done it. I think Josh Allen's got a little bit of pressure just because is he finally going to step up? Burrow, we've seen get to the Super Bowl. Geno Smith and Brock Purdy are kind of just letting it ride. Brady's Brady. So, yeah, I think I got to go Dak as under pressure. Maybe him and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and Herbert and Lawrence kind of fall through the cracks here, do they not?
A little bit. You know, the Jags Jags are a little bit like Seattle. They're kind of just letting it ride. So whatever you can get out of Trevor Lawrence is great. And Justin Herbert, we know he's really good. His team, his coach, not very good. So you don't always fault Herbert for the Chargers' shortcomings. So, yeah, I think they don't get a pass, but I think they don't get talked about much in terms of pressure.
All right, Dom, thanks for Dominic's download. No, Dominic Jimenez, let's get him in here, though, now. It's Big Al, my big friend from the Big West, 6'2 Asian. He builds himself on with some of the best barbecue in the heartland and maybe the country. And we'll let him talk about his barbecue sauce and how you can do it. But speaking of sauce, from booze to barbecue sauce is your story. And this is part two, Al. We last left you on Friday, you know, St. Louis, homelessness, summoned back to Iowa after a precipitous fall. Lo and behold, you're back in Iowa, and let's pick it up right there, Al. You started slowly but surely through abstention from alcohol to put your life back together. We'll get to, you know, what happened, what you did, and where you are now, but what you did was you stopped drinking. Let's pick up the story right there, Al.
Well, yeah, Thanks again for having me on, Marty. I'm honored. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I stopped drinking. And that happened January 6th of 2009. And meanwhile, I was still working. I was working in a restaurant. I got out of corporate America, working at a restaurant. And a guy that I was working with, his name is Chris Coulter. He's from Missouri. And he likes the St. Louis Cardinals. I like the St. Louis Cardinals. I actually used to work for their radio station, 1120 KMOX, and so we had a common bond. But the barbecue thing was one of the main thing that we had in common. That being said, our friendship bonded, and then he had to sell his smoker. He had a real smoker, and he knew that I had this love for barbecuing that I learned in St. Louis. Right? Because in the South, barbecue is religion. It's boastful. It's egotistical.
Right.
It's mine is better than yours. I mean, it's fighting words. And so for me, it was a hobby in St. Louis. And so we used to share like a bunch of mother hens. We used to swap recipes. Well, he had to sell the smoker because he had to move back down to Missouri, living in Iowa, moved back down to Missouri with his wife because they had, long story short, we had to move down to Lake of the Ozarks so his wife wouldn't have to think about things. Anyway, she ended up passing away. But he came to me and he said, "Hey, Al, I've got this smoker that I would only sell to you because you're the only one that knows how to smoke meat like the people down in Missouri," which is true, right? It became a hobby of mine. And so the coincidence of it all was that my wife said at some point in time there was that, "Hey, why don't you go ahead and buy yourself a smoker?" It was during around the Father's Day time. And she didn't say as to what size, what kind, or anything like that. She just gave me permission. And
right,
so
right,
when
right.
she gave me the permission, what was in her mind, what was in my mind, two different things. It was coincidental that my buddy Chris had his big smoker that you pull behind a truck for sale, and my wife is thinking it's something from Walmart, right? Two different
right.
ideas, but it's
right.
a smoker. I ended up buying the smoker, went in with my father-in-law, which makes it really bad because when I brought it home, my wife was hot. She was mad. And we had this, I brought the smoker. We live in Adel, Iowa, just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, a little community. And we live in a little cul-de-sac. And we have this, we put the smoker in my cul-de-sac. I get that thing fired up. And then all of a sudden the neighbors are wondering, what in the world is this Asian guy doing smoking meat in our cul-de-sac? And it starts, right? That's where the whole barbecue smoking thing starts. So I had ribs, I had brisket, I had this on that smoker. People are wondering what's going on. The neighbor said, "What do you got on the smoker?" Well, I showed him. I opened it up. You're not supposed to open up the door, but I showed him just to give him a little taste. And one of the neighbors says, "Hey, Al, how much you want for a rack of ribs?" Well, Marty, I didn't know what to ask for a rack of ribs. Yeah, I didn't know what to ask for a rack of ribs.
I
so
love it.
What I did is I called a competitor at the time, and I said, "Hey, what do you guys charge for a rack of ribs?" The guy says, "Oh, we charge $24.95 for a rack of ribs." I went, "Oh, my goodness, someone is making money." So I went back to the neighbors and said, $24.95. And I said, "Huh, that's coincidental. That's how much so-and-so sells them." Well, that's who I coincidentally called. And they said, "That's fair." Well, there's where it started. I found out that people wanted to buy my barbecue. So I told
It's so big in the Midwest. You know, even though the Rams are gone, they still you know there's barbecue spots in St. Louis. We know Memphis, but even up in Iowa and then Kansas City. If you've ever been to a Chiefs game, you could smell the barbecue coming off the bypass, the Blue Ridge Cutoff, I should say, in Kansas City. You could smell it for miles, Al. It's part of the Midwestern culture. We got a lot of ground to cover, but give me a quick step. It is really true. It's part of football, and I know your business, you're going to be huge for the Super Bowl this year. It's just part of the culture here.
Well, it is. And you were saying, Marty, your question was what?
My question is, you know what it's like in St. Louis and Kansas City and even in Iowa at tailgate parties with football. Barbecue rules the day, and your catering business is through the roof.
My catering business for the roof. So here's how it started. So what I did is my wife says, "What are you going to do with this? How are you going to go about getting customers?" Because I told her, "I'm going to start a catering company." She looked at me like I had 12 eyes. I said, "Well, I'm going to get customers by knocking door to door." And that's exactly what I did because I'm an old salesman. So I knocked door to door trying to sell caterings to corporate places. And I would ask them questions like, "Do you do lunches? Do you do lunch and learns? Do you do retirement parties?" The answers were yes, yes, and yes. And as I'm asking the question, I've got a picnic basket full of barbecue. Knowing the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And before they say anything else, I am sitting barbecue on their desk. And it's usually the office manager. And it's usually stereotypically a female. But I'm sitting food on their desk. And I try to do it around the lunchtime. Well, the stomach has no voice of reason. So they're eating up this barbecue, and I'm taking the order right then and there. So how many people you said next Thursday, so forth and so on. And so it started out with one catering. My goal, Marty, for the catering was really just one catering a month, and I was wanting to be able to feed my family lunches, you know, for my kids for their school lunches, or pay for the electric or the power bill or the water bill, something like that. Nothing extravagant, just to help make ends meet. Because at the time, Marty, I was waiting tables, right? My wife was working at a local bank. So, so that's what I was doing. I was in the morning time before I went to go to work. I was selling barbecue. Well, one thing led to another. We're working out of my garage. I'm highly illegal working out of my garage. You got to have insurance. you've got to be inspected by the state. There's all sorts of things that you got to have to be able to have a catering company. Well, I had a smoker outside of my garage, an oven that I bought off of Craigslist, and a refrigerator that I bought off a buddy. And in there, I'm making all this food, and in the garage, there's my John Deere lawnmower. I mean, just kind of paint the picture of what we had. But I was selling barbecue out of the garage. Well,
listen, We've got to go to break. Hold the thought. I'm going to get some sports takes on the other side and bring you back, because there's another angle to this about recovery. And then we're going to let you plug that amazing barbecue sauce across the country. So sit tight. We'll get right back to you. Going to get the sports headlines on the other side and give you some of the things to think about as we go into the night and into the morning hours with scores, interviews, and highlights here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. And to all our service men and women across the pond at air bases and Army installations, Marine installations across the country, welcome aboard. We're talking to Big Al and his barbecue business in the Midwest amid a sports backdrop here with a lot to get to. Keep it right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Get back to business and start the year strong with an HP printer from Staples, like the HP LaserJet MFP M234 SDWE printer. This compact multifunction printer features blazing fast print speeds. It's the fastest two-sided printer in its class. Plus, with the HP Smart app, you can print, scan, and copy from anywhere. And Staples has the best deals on a full range of HP printers. Right now, save up to $100 on the HP LaserJet. But hurry, this offer is good this week only. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 114.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own.
Now, are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Talking to World of Sports here on Sports Overnight America, calling all sports. I'm Marty Terrell, 800-878-PLAY. You can listen to on the internet. Just go to sportsbyline.com, click on Listen Live and Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203, and the internet app for Sirius XM. We're on the play-by-play tier 967. 967. You'll see the banner Sports Overnight America. Just click on Listen and away you go. Steph Curry back for Golden State. Phoenix, keep an eye on that throughout the night. Seahawks, 49ers on Friday. That'll be the That'll be Saturday. What am I talking about? Saturday. That'll be 4:30 East. Seahawks, Niners, Chargers, Jags to follow. That'll be an 8:15 East kick. That'll be an interesting matchup. And then the triple header on Sunday, going to start with Miami-Buffalo, and I don't think anybody is really expecting Miami to put up too much of a tussle in that. They're a near double-digit underdog. Giants-Vikings, I think this might be the most intriguing game of the weekend. I really do. The Vikings defense, they can't stop a Pop Warner team. Their defense is soft. Be interesting to see Vikings-Giants. A lot of people think that's the upset. That's the home favorite that's going to get picked off. And then Ravens-Bengals, I think Cincinnati, pretty much a walk in the park. Although, you know, Baltimore's pretty salty. That's a steely group, a very intense coach in John Harbaugh. So maybe I get a little carried away here. And then Cowboys-Buccaneers Monday night, that'll be an 8:15 kick. Dak Prescott carrying the weight of the Cowboy Nation on his shoulders. And we'll see how it goes. And Brady, look, he's the wily old veteran, the GOAT. Say what you want, he's Tom Brady. So that's the weekend NFL lineup presented by Vanguard Utility Partners in seven states. Randy Byrne, you can check him out at Vanguard Utility Partners or VanguardUtilities.up, meaning Utility Partners. Check that out. All right, let's get him back in here. He is Big Al, the barbecue, my barbecue buddy, I call him. But, you know, Al, we talked about how you did it. We on Friday, and the podcast is available on my Facebook page and via Stitcher. You can listen to part one of your story, which was really a sad story. But alcoholism took you to a very, very scary low place. And then the smoker, when you returned to Iowa, and then you choose to open up a business and now a chain. And what's really interesting about this is you chose an industry, no offense, that is replete. It permeates with alcohol and drug abuse. The restaurant business is extremely stressful. And then you had a COVID situation in March of 2020. And the paradigm shift for you was an unbelievable opportunity. We don't have a ton of time, so we're going to need to paraphrase, but from booze to barbecue, you know, you stayed sober for 14 years as of Friday, and you did it starting a new restaurant, a COVID situation, which remarkably turned into an unbelievable opportunity. Go ahead and tell the story as you can.
So thanks again, Marty. So the background of that is, you know, I started these businesses, but we have to look at where I was, you know, 14 years ago, I'm a raging alcoholic and didn't know what I was going to do for the next day, and waking up with the dry heaves and shaking and so forth and so on. And all of a sudden, here I am, not only working, but starting a business. And so what I found was when I stopped drinking, when I started going to a 12-step meeting, when I started serving others and started doing service work, my life changed. And what I mean by that is my life changed from day and night. I went from homeless to here I am starting out with a catering company, which went from a catering company to a food trailer, right? Because we were operating illegally, from a food trailer to my very first restaurant 7 years ago. And so what I learned in that is the more that I gave it, the more I gave my will over to the care of my God, the more that I did service work, the more that I recognized and realized that it wasn't about myself, the more blessed and the bigger things got for me. What do I mean by that? So it started out with in my garage, then from a food trailer. Then from the food trailer, it turned into a restaurant. Now, Marty, we had $278 starting a restaurant. That's amazing. Very unorthodox to start it. But I didn't think anything of it. I just went ahead and did it, you know. And you mentioned something about in the industry, it is very rampant, drug use and alcoholism. And that's true, right? It is true. By the grace of God, however, I was one of the blessed and lucky ones that decided to turn my life around, right? And it was by the will of God and turning my life over that when that happened, my life exploded with amazing, as far as business things happen, great things. But I also have a great family. I've got a daughter that just graduated from college, of one that's going to enter college. I've got a beautiful wife. She's got a great job. I have a 10-year-old daughter. I mean, life is good, but it doesn't mean that life doesn't have the ups and downs in it. So we have so my first restaurant was 7 years ago, and it started out in the hood of Des Moines. If Des Moines had a hood, it's in the hood of Des Moines. It was on Hubble, across the street from Anderson Erickson Dairy. Caddy Corner was a place called Cheap Seat. At that bar, there were three murders.
Yeah.
Kind of painting the picture of where we were at, right?
Right.
So, but I didn't care. It was my first restaurant. They were lined up, right? So it was my very first restaurant. From there, the crazy thing is, from this little itsy-bitsy place, I tell you what, we ended up getting caterings that you would not believe. And I'm not trying to get political here, but I am trying to let you know, some reason, somehow, I ended up catering for President Donald Trump. And then from catering for President Donald Trump, out of this little itsy-bitsy restaurant that sat 20 people, I kept doing the same things, ended up catering for Microsoft. Bill Gates had his event coordinators call us to cater for 1,500 people for Microsoft in Des Moines, Iowa. And then it just started growing, where people, the CEO of the principal financial group is asking me to do stuff. The CEO of Farm Bureau, it's growing, right? And the thing is, it's not me that's doing it. It's just there's more blessings. The more that I kept doing the right thing and the more that I kept doing the service work, the more that it got bigger. So we went from one restaurant, then all of a sudden another restaurant opportunity comes about, and this place seats 600 people, and it's in a hotel. Well, now we get another restaurant. And then from that restaurant, we're still catering. We're still growing. But you know, one thing is consistent and constant. I'm still maintaining my sobriety. I'm still learning that it's one day at a time. I'm still learning that I'm not in control. And the moment that I think that I am in control is when things fall. And even when it seems like it's a bad deal or something bad has happened, something good ends up coming out. So I keep moving. We keep moving. I have a restaurant on the south side of Des Moines, Iowa. Next thing you know, we open up a restaurant in Adel, Iowa. We have two restaurants. And then this COVID thing happens.
I want to just get there real quick because I want to paraphrase and give you time to talk about your barbecue sauce. But the Trump and the Bill Gates folks, the catering, when COVID hit, Al relayed the story. People came. He fed people out of his own wallet, out of his own checkbook. And then out of the clouds come business people and common citizens who got relief money from the government. They turned over checks, and Big Al's barbecue went to a whole nother level when many businesses were taken out by the COVID pandemic. Al persevered, and actually it's fair to say, Al, we only got about a minute and a half, how would you characterize what these people did for you? If you could do it in about 60 seconds, that'd be great. It was an amazing story.
What these people did is they trumped the darkness with the light, of caring heart and giving of themselves more, and thinking of others more than themselves. that's what happened. And what started there was what they call the free meal movement. And it was just by people recognizing there was a need, and they thought outside of themselves. And it was something that was started with our restaurant, and then other people saw that if they also gave, more came about. So because of that, we ended up getting to feed darn near 10,000 people out of a little restaurant out of 5,000 people in Adel, Iowa.
It was crazy. It got a lot of media.
Yep.
You got a lot of media attention, Al, and his TV commercials are really well done. Al, we love working with you. How do people get your barbecue sauce? I know we're going to hit this up, but Super Bowl's coming. If they want your barbecue, and who knows, you probably cater all over the country. God knows you'd get on a plane if you had to, if it was the right situation. But how do people get a hold of you, Al, and how do they get a hold of your sauce?
So if they want to get a hold of us, it's BigAlsBBQ.net. BigAlsBBQ.net is the website. Or you're welcome to call me direct, 515-287-1227, 515-287-1227, or www.BigAlsBBQ.net. We would love to have a phone call. We would love to have an order.
Al, we look forward to it. We'll keep hitting it. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Thank you so much for chiming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty.
Good job. There you go. Big Al's Barbecue, folks. BigAlsBBQ.net. And Super Bowl parties, they're putting together their Super Bowl. He was working on it today when I stopped by. He's putting all his Super Bowl stuff, and he's getting calls from all over the country, which is so cool. It's so cool. And you know, I'll just tell you real quick, he puts a smoker out in front of his restaurant, and you could smell it literally about a mile away. And that was not downwind. I bet you downwind it was longer. He's brilliant. He really is. Great marketer and as hard a working guy as I've seen. Big Al's Barbecue. All right. Again, the world of sports. We'll talk what's streaming tonight. I got to check out Golden State Phoenix tonight. Again, we'll keep you updated with scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the overnight with all the updates. And just a ton to get ready for as we head to the weekend, and the coaching carousel is still percolating. Harbaugh is one of these guys, after a while, it makes your head hurt. He's either going back to the NFL or he's not. Now Denver's cropping up. And does Harbaugh and these other coaches now wait to see McVay's out with the Rams? Where do the Rams turn? You know, do they go Raheem Morris? I don't know about that. What did the Rams do? And are the Rams keeping the seat warm for a McVay return? Is McVay taking a year off to, you know, I'm not saying mental health, but is he taking a year off just to collect himself? It's going to be fascinating to watch. It really is. But, you know, Stan Kroenke, the owner, doesn't strike me as a guy that is going to, you know, take a coach who got him a Super Bowl, got him the brass ring, and then says, yeah, you know what, take a year off and come back. I don't see that. So, you know, these NFL coaching situations are going to be interesting, and they could drag on a while. They really could. And, you know, there's probably going to be more. I mean, what do the Chargers do if they're a first round, if they get ousted? And I think they're going to get beat. I do. I think Jacksonville is going to beat them. I think that home field is going to be very, very much the difference. And is Doug Peterson, I mean, you know, one of the contributors of this program, Brock Hines, said it a week ago, Doug Peterson, coach of the year. And I said, nah, you got to give it to Campbell in Detroit. Well, Detroit, you know, finished 9-8, but they didn't get into the playoffs. And I think Doug Peterson might, I got to give Heinze credit. He said it. And I think if I had a vote, I think it would be Doug Peterson, coach of the year. What he's done is just, they won the division. They're going to get a home playoff game. Now, I think the coach of the year is determined on what, regular season performance? But let's be honest, if they haven't cast those votes yet, what you do in the postseason gets consideration, more than quasi-consideration. All right, we'll come back. We'll look at what's streaming, what we'll be screaming about sports-wise as we head Tuesday into a Wednesday. It is Sports Overnight America, and I'm calling all sports, and I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. Let's get into it. What do you got tonight? If I could only watch one thing tonight, I always hate that argument because it's stupid. Everything's on TV anymore. In fact, my buddy, I was referencing Brock Hines. He thinks AM radio is dead and that live sports on the radio, play-by-play, is dead. And I told him, and I went on Facebook, and I'm going to do a show on sports radio before the proliferation of the all sports 24-hour format. I think play-by-play on the radio will never die, and I pray that I'm right about that. Look, there's a boatload of college basketball tonight. There's nothing that really jumps off the page. You know what? Iowa State, Texas Tech. I'm going to sound like a Iowa homer, but it's a 14th ranked team in the country. So Iowa State, that game tips at 8 East. In terms of puck tonight, you know what? I get into the Minnesota Wild, New York Rangers. That game will puck drop top of the hour. We'll have scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night. NBA, it's Golden State at home tonight, taking on Phoenix. Curry back. Mavs clips late. Not too shabby. Early on, Cavaliers Jazz isn't horrible either out in Utah. Not a horrible Tuesday into a Wednesday sports-wise. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez with Dom's Download. Check it out 24/7. Go to Marty Terrell on Facebook. That's TIRRELL. Stitcher, and catch it on Sirius XM in the overnight, and you might be listening to that right now.
Thanks to Big Al's Barbecue at BigAl'sBarbecue.net. For the whole crew, thank you to Darren Peck and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening across the country and around the world on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.